much more sense than just having something that can flip up like that. And I don't think that any of us should be digging with our screws. I mean, it just doesn't seem right.
The question I have is this, and I was really amazed by it. I figured everybody would be using the largest club head they could on the tour, because they have access to everything.
Right.
The average isn't even 400 cc's. I think 400 cc's is fine. But, and I'm still kind of wondering why 460 is the limit. Who cares? Make it 800 for all I care. How's that going to drastically change? You know what the average on tour last year was for fairways hit? The average, tour average.
I had no idea.
64%. Which is not bad, but it's not 80. You know? So these guys have the best of everything. They have their clubs tweaked to exacting specifications with amazing talent, and they're only hitting fairways 64% of the time.
Right. By the way, one other product that's coming out that I think is kind of interesting, I can't wait to see it at the show, is Callaway's coming out with a new golf ball.
Right.
That's going to have 6 dimples larger than the rest of the dimples.
Yeah. I'm going to try those.
I'm anxious to see how's that going to putt.
And I got a box of these prototype Bridgestone B330s. I see Stuart Appleby's using them. He's got them on his visor now, you know, the name.
Yeah.
And what I find interesting is this. I was always a big Precept guy. Love Precept. They're going to call the Precept, that's going to be their lower-level ball now. That's only going to be connected to Laddie, and Bridgestone is going to be their
high-end line,
which I thought was kind of funny, because branding-wise, Bridgestone doesn't have a great name, or really no name. Precept is the name.
Right.
So I find that interesting marketing strategy. Let's see how it goes.
They must know more than we do.
All right, 849 Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, T-Box here. 910, we'll get into why you should really pick up the latest Avid Golfer magazine, because somebody near and dear to all our hearts is showcased and prominently exhibited for your eyes only.
Exhibited, that's good.
Yep. But up next, what are the main things, what are the 4 or 5 main stats that you have to be great at to be really good on tour, and see if you have any of these in your bag. We'll talk about that next on The Ticket.
The Ticket Ticker. Sports news and information.
The longtime director of college and pro scouting, Larry Lacewell, has announced his retirement.
The Ticket Ticker.
Lacewell was more or less a scapegoat of recent bad drafts.
Every hour at 10, 30, and 50. The Ticket Ticker.
The 68-year-old Lacewell may be the first of several to go.
The Ticket Ticker. Every 20 minutes.
There could be some other changes. Those do happen. Coaches, players, whatever it is, we'll let you know right here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Breaking Cowboys news first, guaranteed. Ticket Tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. This is Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
All right, folks, it's the new year, and if somebody near and dear to your heart didn't listen to your pleadings, get you DirecTV from Dish Direct with the free TiVo, then this is their chance for retribution, because you can get 70-hour dual-tuner TiVo, up to 4 rooms of DirecTV for nothing. That's free. Nada. Zilch. Absolutely nothing. Plus, you get $50 cash back from Dish Direct if you cut the cable. TiVo is the greatest thing in the history of ever. Even my wife loves it. And you can also get with DirecTV if you're a big sports fan. You get all the college and professional sports season passes, NFL Sunday Ticket, NBA League Pass, MLB Extra Innings, ESPN Full Court, everything. Everything to just drive your wife crazy. But call them up today, 888-834-1999. 4 free rooms, DirecTV, free 70-hour dual tune.
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras, Texas Science. The bees will be flying, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross Canadian Ragweed, Jason Bowen and the Stragglers, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th, buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Gilly's, or online at MardiGrasDSW.com. Mardi Gras Texas Style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Bina.
You're listening to E-Break Classics.
Information staff. Well, they know who he is now, because the Jaspers stumped them. The Jaspers. The Jaspers.
Hey, Barry.
Wow. Barry put their slip there.
They're talking about the Hispanics here.
Sorry. sorry. The Jaspers. That's the Jaspers. Oh, sorry. All right, 5:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I mean, sometimes I just can't talk. Had
that
those moments
was,
here this morning.
I believe you said the Jaspers, right? That is a Freudian slip.
It is
what they would call it.
No, it's not. I just couldn't say Jaspers.
Hey, admit that you still bear some grudge against Japan for World War II.
You do.
They Pearl Harbor you, and they Jap you.
I've come around on them a little bit. I still think they should have been able to host the Olympics a few years ago.
You're listening to E-Break Classic.
This is the meltdown on Channel 8 last Sunday night.
Scored a big power play goals there and you know, got the tie out of it.
Well, we're going back over this way here. Apparently we've got some trouble hooking up Star Center Mike Madonna. Let's come back to him in just a little bit. The Stars do play in Nashville Tuesday night. Then they'll have their next five games in Dallas. Let's keep going here, boys and girls. There's no reason to stop now. The NBA also... Go ahead. Come on. We're stopping right here until we figure out what we're doing. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right
back. Oh, it's so tense. Boy, the audio almost doesn't do it justice. The look on his face is so bitter.
Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale.
We'll take it down to Channel 8.
You can... well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale.
We'll take it down to Channel 8.
The savings are big, even by Texas standards.
Stretch on-road handling and QuadraDrive 2, our most advanced four-wheel drive system ever. In fact, it was just named 4x4 of the Year by 4-Wheel and Off-Road magazine. And right now, you can get 0% APR financing plus $2,000 bonus cash on Liberty. Or get 0% APR financing plus $1,000 in bonus cash on Jeep Grand Cherokee. Start the year off right. See your Jeep dealer for incredible savings on Jeep vehicles. Bonus cash and financing for qualified buyers when financed through Chrysler Financial. Not all buyers are qualified. Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker.
The Cowboys make more changes in personnel. Red Lobster brings you the ticker. They fire offensive line coach George Warhop. He had 1 year left on his contract. Warhop joined the Cowboys after the 2003 season he was with the Arizona Cardinals. The NFL playoffs start today on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The early game is the Rams playing the Seahawks. Rams safety Adam Archuleta says Sean Alexander is the man to beat in Seattle.
In the National Football League, you can't allow teams to run on you. When they have that success, usually the advantage goes to them. We have to stop him. We have to shut him down and allow them to make plays in other areas of their game.
The late game is between the Jets and the Chargers. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Lakers beat the Rockets in the NBA last night, 111-104. Both Kobe Bryant and Tracy McGrady donated $1,000 to UNICEF for every point they scored in the game. T-Mac finished with 26 points, and Kobe had 27. VJ Singh leads the Mercedes Championship by 2 strokes. He shot an 8-under-65 to lead the tournament after 2 rounds. Mike Weir is second at -13, and Ernie Els is third. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger.
The T-Bag. 8:55 on The Ticket. Good morning. Welcome. You're just waking up to the T-Box. Rick Arnett and Craig Rosengarten from Avid Golfer Magazine.
What a good weekend to be playing golf too.
Yeah, Jason will have that all-important weather report at 9:15. Or 9:10. Quirky weather, too. I hear after this next warm front, it's going to get colder than it did earlier this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, get out and play now.
Stupid. 9:10. We'll give you an ample reason to check out this month's Avid Golfer magazine. Should be out on the golf courses and the golf retail stores this weekend. Something near and dear to our heart is going to be showcased.
All right.
All right. So, I've been really into this shot link system that the PGA Tour has been putting out.
Well, you have. You've become a stat junkie.
Well, I like it because, and I'm wondering if I was a PGA Tour player, how much I'd look into it. A lot of the players say they don't look at it at all. I think they're all full of crap. I think it's just like, pro athletes that don't listen to sports talk radio.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bunch of bunk, too.
Right.
So they have just 250 different categories. Again, they can get it down to the point where do you get up and down from 8 feet or less off the green? You get how close do you get in the left from the left rough or the right rough? And, you know, how good are you from 200 yards out versus 100 yards out versus 75 yards out? I mean, how many? It's just crazy. But there's allegedly five categories that will make or break you if you want to be good on tour, finish top five, top six in the money list. And those are birdie average, par breakers, par five scoring average, par five birdie percentage, and going for the green. Now, when I said earlier that this could cause a crimp in the pace of play at public courses, there's nothing worse than watching a guy that has absolutely no chance of getting to a par 5 and 2 waiting to get to a par 5 and 2.
Yeah.
So invariably, you wait too long, and then you hit a duffer, and then it just messes up your whole day.
You know, they did a whole story on all this, and it was interesting. 26 winners in 2004 finished in the top 10 in driving distance.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of interesting, but we saw some guys who didn't hit the ball very long win last year, too. Joey Sindelar and mm-hmm. others. But I thought it was fascinating that 35 winners did not miss a putt from inside 3 feet.
Yeah.
You know, we've all missed a three-footer, but we all think that the pros will make every three-footer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of concentration, though.
A three-footer plays with you.
Yeah, and that's
I mean,
not
just enough. It might have a little bit of a break.
And that's just not messing up.
Look at all the ones Tiger's been missing just this weekend.
But I also found it's kind of like it's interesting. They said, okay, Phil Mickelson's 18-foot putt to win the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
What was the likelihood of him making it?
Not much.
And ShotLink has the stats. They said, well, he was ranked 10th in putting from 10 to 15 feet. So they figure if it was a 10 to 15-foot putt, he had a chance. But
right.
He only made 21 of 112 attempts at the time, ranked 102nd. In putts from the 15 to 20 foot range.
Yeah. And also shows you how, you know, remember we used to say that when you putt, they only make like half their putts inside 5 feet or
right.
some crazy thing like that. And you think, how could that be? Well, remember, we're only watching the guys on the weekend when they're playing well.
Right.
Guys that suck are gone. They're trunk slamming Friday afternoon.
Right. You know, a perfect example of that is when they play that four player deal, all the major guys play in that
mm-hmm.
one tournament. You always have one of the guys shooting a ridiculously high number.
And you can't hide.
Because, yeah, you can't hide. So we're watching some guy.
Todd
Hamilton. Last year it was, I remember Rich Beam was just ridiculously bad in that event a few years ago. And that just happens. But it's funny when you look at all that stuff. The one that fascinated me was Ryan Palmer's 62 to win Disney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was tied for 12th on tour in lowest scoring average on Sunday. So the fact that he could shoot a low score on Sunday made sense.
Right.
So this stat stuff, I mean, you could get crazy with it. And we both have correspondence with Fred Funk's caddy,
mm-hmm.
who is ridiculously into it.
Who, by the way, can't putt worth a dime this week.
Everything, yeah.
And he's averaging like 35 putts a round.
Yeah, Funk, yeah. So I think it's kind of interesting to look at all this stuff. It's pretty cool.
Well, here's the other thing, too. And a lot of people say, you know, you could play a par 5 with hitting three decent 7-irons.
Yeah.
I mean, you really could. And the chance of you going out of bounds are a lot less. And we do that one club every year. People are always amazed that their scores don't go up that much, if at all, and they never hit into trouble. They don't hit it far enough.
Right.
Even if they hit it right or left. But what the shot link is saying is you have a better chance of trying to get to a par 5 and 2 than it is to lay up and try and hit your approach from 80 to 100 yards. Statistically, it's proven that it's better to go in two than lay up and train, because the closest you're going to get from 80 to 100 yards, I think Scott Hoke averages like 13 feet from 80 to 100 yards, which seems like a lot to me.
From 80 to 100 yards, you average 13 feet,
he's number one?
He's number
one. Wow. Yeah, so it puts everything in perspective. And I try and think of all these things when I'm on the driving range. And I'll see the 150 sign or the 100-yard sign, see what I can put in there. And, I mean, again, there's no pressure or anything.
80 to 100 feet or yards?
Yards.
80 to 100 yards.
Yeah.
You know, I would think that the pros, I don't know about you, but when I've got a sand wedge in my hand, I'm thinking I got to put it within 10 feet.
Yep.
And I'm figuring that Tiger and the boys are thinking of putting it a lot closer than that.
Well, think about it, though. And it's all perception, too. What you think is 10 feet might be 14. I mean, ShotLink uses that computer grid now.
Right.
And so it's a lot. It's kind of like when I was watching the obesity Olympics last night. How much weight these cows thought they lost and how much reality was. But I thought these were pretty interesting stats. Padraig Harrington last year, from putts 3 to 4 feet, we were just talking about that, right?
Right.
How tough that is. He made 60 of 61 putts from 3 to 4 feet. I think that's uncanny. Frederik Jakobsen made 89, almost 90% of his putts inside 10 feet. Inside 10 feet.
Inside
that could be a tap.
Feet?
That could be a tap in, be a 2-footer, 9-footer, 10-footer, 8, 7.
You know what?
90%.
You know what it is, and everybody who goes out there and plays around a golf understands this. You know what? If our concentration was at its top or at its best every time we putted a 3 to 4 footer, we'd probably be doing pretty well too. But the ability to have your mind just so fixated, it just being right on top of your game every time you step over a 3 to 4 foot putt. It's really hard to do.
See, I think 3 to 4 putts are tougher to make than 7 to 8 footers. From the respect that you have to make a 3-footer. I mean, if you miss that, it ruins your whole hole. I don't care what you did. I don't care if you drove a par 4 and 1. I don't care what happens. You miss a 9, 10 footer, I just want to get it near
the
hole.
I'll get the next one.
Yeah. Jesper Parnevik, how many putts do you think you could make out of 10 from 20 to 25 feet?
20 to 25 feet?
Yeah.
I think on average you're hoping to do one or two.
Jesper Parnevik led the tour 22% of the time.
Yeah, one or two.
Well, that's a big difference, one or two. I mean, over the course of, it's 100% difference. Patrick Sheehan, from 25 feet and longer, that's as far as they go, makes 10% of his putts.
Pretty strong.
That's pretty darn good. That's pretty darn good. 80%. This is the tour average, and okay, so maybe I'm wrong on this. 80% of all players, they make 80% of the putts inside 5 feet. But it goes down 10% for each foot.
That's what you're just saying it wrong. You're saying inside 5 foot. What you really mean is only half the 5-footers are made on tour.
Yeah.
Only 50% of all 5 foot
putts. Of all 5 footers, exactly.
Yeah. And you would think a 5-footer, man, the pro should be making them all day.
And I thought this was real interesting. Corey Pavin, you talk about irony. Corey Pavin is tied for second in what they call, this is another weird stat, called approach putting. Approach putting is where do you leave your first putt? How far from the hole? Okay? 2 feet. That's his average.
And he's leading?
He's leading at that, yeah. Do you leave your putt within 2 feet? Look at Tiger yesterday. When you miss, you miss. And if you got a long putt, 40, 50 footer.
I wonder if that counts your makes, though.
I guess it would, yeah. Yeah. So that's approach putting 2 feet. However, he's tied for 147th in making putts inside 3 feet.
Oh.
So he's got to have a hell of a lot of 3 putts.
Oh.
Hell of a lot of 3 putts. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
By the way, 14 winners last year, never 3-putted.
Yeah. And Retief Goosen led the tour, only 1.4% of all his holes did he 3-putt. And Brad Faxon had 362 straight holes without a 3-putt.
You know, when I look at all these stats and they do say that driving distance is important, but when you listen to everything that we're saying, instead of going out to the range, it's amazing how many strokes these guys save on a green.
Oh, big time. Huge.
And if you could go, see, here's the thing. You ever just gone out, because I'm a basketball fan, I go out and just try to see how many foul shots you could make.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it should be, especially for the pros, it should be easy to make every foul shot. You should never miss. It
should be 80%.
Yeah. These guys should be the same way with 3 to 4 footers, and we all should be that way with 3 to 4 footers. We should be able to be able to go up there and just practice 3 to 4 footers and make them all the time. But there's so many demons inside of us
that
make a 4-footer so hard. so many times.
And all you need is one. I mean, all you need is one, and you are done.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're all so fickle with our game. I mean, it's just crazy. I think that was it. Yeah, so it's pretty interesting stuff. Nick Price and Craig Perry and John Cook did not miss a three-foot putt all year.
That's incredible.
Yep.
Think about it this way. If you guys think to yourself that we're being ridiculous and say, come on, those guys make three-foot putts. It's their job. They have to. Think about it this way. Think about you're playing Friday, and you're five shots out of the cut,
mm-hmm.
and you're going home no matter what, and you got a three-footer, and they're still making them.
All right, think of it this way. So they didn't miss a three-footer all year. They probably had, I don't know,
hundreds.
Here it was. A combined 1,300 attempts.
1,300, and they never miss one.
Yeah. So here's what you do. Go home today or go out to your golf course, get on a practice hole, take a three-foot circle around that hole, and put balls all the way around that circle, and try and make every one, and see how many and see how many you can make in a row.
Even better yet, find the flattest, straightest three-foot putt, and leave it right there and see how many you can make in a row.
That's incredible. By the way, Alex Chayka missed 14 putts from inside from 3 feet. That was worst on tour. Missed 14 of them.
Missed 14?
14
three. And that's
putters.
The worst?
That's the worst.
I would have thought that there was guys who...
No.
When I watched, like, when Russ Cochran's not going to make a cut...
Right.
He is so wheels off that Friday round. I mean, he could miss 14 in one round. So that's amazing that that's the... That's the highest.
Well, these stats are pretty cool. So we'll keep track of...
Where are those stats coming from?
ShotLink. You can go to PGATour.com, and you can actually sign up for it. And I think we're going to be partnering with them to update certain stats every week, because some of them are pretty cool. And, you know, guys are just number freaks.
And by the way, this is all also done by every caddy now. And the caddies have to write down what clubs their players are using. And there's a guy, it's a very cool system because there's a guy who goes with every group on the PGA Tour at every tournament, and it's got a Palm Pilot type system, which has got a GPS system in it, and he's walking over to where every ball is and dotting, saying this is where this guy hit and this is where that guy hit.
It's kind of like the CBS Sportsline. You ever track a basketball game on CBS Sportsline?
Yeah, very similar to that.
Kind of like that. But if you go to, when you go to the Nelson and Colonial this year, there'll be a tower on every green. And it has what it looks like an engineering survey. Those one of the, I don't know what they call those things. Protractors? I don't know.
Laser.
Yeah. And like I said, they computer grid the entire green. So they know within the inch how far they are from the hole. Quick stats here. Ernie Els led the tour in shots from 200 yards or more out. How close his approach was from 200 yards or more out.
22 feet.
35 feet.
Yeah.
Now, 35 feet, I mean, it's on the green.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they're going for. Retief Goosen from 150 to 175 yards, 24 feet. This is like my favorite. This is where I like to be. 125 to 150 yards, Sergio Garcia. What do you think he's, how close?
I'm telling you, it's just the fact that Sergio Garcia is going to have a good year this year. 20 feet?
19 feet, very good. And Steve Lowry from inside 75 yards. He led the tour, how close he left his approach to the hole.
Has to be 10 feet or
8 feet.
Yeah.
8 feet. So, and believe me.
Every time you talk to anybody who wants to get on the PGA Tour, and you talk to anybody who says, how can you make it on tour, they say, you better, from 75 yards in, you better be able to get up and down 80% of the time.
And if you have bunker demons, the average up and down made out of the trap on tour is less than 50%.
Ouch.
Less than 50. I mean, it's 49-something. So don't bang. Just get it on the green.
We see them all make them on Sundays because those are the guys who are playing the best that
right.
week. But you think, these guys get up and down from the bunker all the time. Well.
So if you can just get out of the bunker 70% of the time, you're not doing too bad.
Right? So he was averaging 8 feet, you said. From 75 yards?
75 yards.
So he's between a foot and 16 feet almost 100% of the time?
I guess that's one way.
If you average
something
like that, that's amazing.
Yeah. But those guys are just, they're dialed in. But, you know, that's actually kind of a tough shot. guys don't like being 50 yards out. You know, it's one of those half swings and messes you up. All right, up next, we'll highlight somebody on the crew who is showcased in this month's Avid Golfer magazine. And
worthy, very worthy.
Very worthy.
And very hot.
Yep, and we'll get her take on it next.
It's P1 Poker Night, a guy's night out. Thursday, January 13th at Wizards in Richardson.
Yes, yes, there we go, I'm in. What do you got? Well, I got a full house.
All the ticket guys will show their poker face, starting with the hard line at 3, Dead Man's Hand round tables at 6, and the Texas Hold'em starts at 7.
What do you got? Well, you have fours, we got an ace, we got an ace, we got an 8 and a 7. Well, you lose.
Show your best hand and win more than just a rosy glow at GNO. Thursday, January 13th at Wizards in Richardson. 75.
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras, Texas style. The beads will be flying, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross Canadian Ragweed, Jason Boland and the Stradlers, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th. Buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Gilly's, or online at MardiGrasGSW.com. Mardi Gras, Texas style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
E-Break Classics.
30 minutes at 8:10. The topic, internet love. This is going to be, I think, fascinating.
Boy, I did that last night.
Not that. No, this is a different kind of internet love. Not what you do, where you pull up a raunchy picture and you have at it with yourself. Yeah, this is people meeting people on the internet. And just how...
But I scream I love you at the screen.
It doesn't count.
Before I try to cap it with a towel. The 7-Up bottle that I was shaking up in the car when I bought it from 7-Eleven. I have to try to keep it. We have really hardwood floors.
Anyway, that's 30 minutes from now.
E-Break Classics.
Pat, whenever you go around, depending on the site of the game, I mean, let's face it, 91 celebrities don't turn out in Indianapolis for the game. I mean, it's a nice place and everything, but it's, you know, it's not the place to see and be seen in this world. But now Washington, Pat. You were at Washington. Who do you bump into there? Who's at the game? Who are your friends? I mean, Washington's a place to see and be seen these days with the Redskins playing well.
We were in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Pat. The game was in Jacksonville.
Well, Fernando, what are the standings?
Boy, I'll tell you what, he is the Yankees of E-Break. Norm, in just over 6 months, has 7. He's now in second place, only one behind Gen X Davey Lane.
Wow. Man, that's impressive.
He is Derek Jeter.
He is.
Four swings of the club, four chances to win four brand new Volvos. TexasLending.com proudly presents the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic Friday, March 4th at the Tribute. Just so you know, the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic is not your run-of-the-mill golf scrimmage. Every foursome plays with a celebrity, including the tickets Bob Sturm, Rick Arnett, Mark Friedman, and Craig Rosengart. In addition to over 20 active and former NFL players, including Robert Newhouse, Greg Hill, Mike Haynes, Billy White, Hughes Johnson, Willie Brown, Harold Carmichael, with more being added daily. And all four par threes at the Tribute will award a brand new Volvo if you nail a hole-in-one from Volvo of Dallas. Volvo, not just protecting your life, protecting your lifestyle. Because this tournament will fill up fast. Now is the time to get your foursome signed up. For more, log on to theticket.com. Or to save $200 per foursome, sign up at Volvo of Dallas, I-35 and Frankfort and Carrollton, where family matters. Tournament and pairing party proceeds to benefit the Speedway Children's Charity and the Sports Professionals Foundation. Sponsored in part by Grand Marnier Liquor. And presented by TexasLending.com, a different kind of mortgage company.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some 41 sound and stuff. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames!
But
on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
Yeah, you know, the usual. Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
Here in North Texas. Take advantage of these ridiculous deals. 469-713-5555.
Shopping online for a car is a great way to find out what a vehicle costs, but only if you visit the right website. In fact, over half of Internet car shoppers find a different price at the store than the one they were quoted online. But at CarMax.com, the price you see online is the same when you get to our store, and it's a great price. Our prices are no haggle, so you never have to play those traditional dealer games. Go online at CarMax.com for over 20,000 vehicles with actual prices and photos. In Fort Worth, Arlington, Garland, Irving, and Plano. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
The Cowboys fire offensive line coach George Warhop. He joined the Cowboys after the 2003 season from the Arizona Cardinals. Warhop only had 1 year left on his contract. This coming after the retirement of Larry Lacewell, the Cowboys director of scouting. El Parcells certainly making the changes that he promised earlier after the season. The Mavericks are 21-10. They play the Indiana Pacers tonight at 7:30 at the AAC. Jerry Stackhouse says the Mavericks are prepared for Jermaine O'Neal in Indy.
It's kind of in sync right now, so hopefully that'll continue. Got one of the best teams in the league coming here on Saturday, so that should be a good test for us.
Don't forget about the Dallas Mavericks postgame show right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Some hot stove league news for you. The Dodgers signed former Boston Red Sox pitcher Derek Lowe to a 4-year, $36 million deal. And there's NFL football today, and the Ticket's starting at 3 at the playoff doubleheader. The first game is the Seahawks playing host to the Rams, and the Jets take on the Chargers in the late game. Our next Ticket ticker is at 9:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
If your wife's resolution is for you to watch less TV, then listen to the Wild Card Playoffs this weekend on The Ticket. Today at 3 and Sunday starting at noon on your exclusive home for Super Bowl 39. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
919 on The Ticket. Good morning. Welcome to the T-Box. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. T-Box trivia at 930. And 3 rounds of golf from Avid Golfer Magazine. And also White Bluff and the Cliffs. And we'll do that at 9:30. Okay. Without further ado, Craig and I get emails from time to time and other people that work here at the station. That's a typical guy question, because if you hear a female with a nice voice, kind of go, God, I wonder if she's hot.
Yeah.
Normally, look at any of the guys up here. Maybe have Layla pipe in on this. I don't think anybody fits their voice. I don't think anybody in anything fits their voice. Because when I see guys doing voice work and all that, and I look at them, they're bald or they're just funky looking, but they just got a great set of pipes.
Yeah, I would say that pretty much anytime anybody listens to the station, and of course, you know, with the internet and everything, everybody's pretty much able to see everybody.
Right.
You always get a different mental picture of the person than who they really are,
yeah.
Always.
So we thought, because she is so near and dear to our heart, and so many people say, hey, is Layla really as hot as you say? Yeah, because if you ever listen to The Hard Line, when they ever have the disgruntled bikini girl, and the bang-to-hype ratio on how they judge her in studio versus what you usually see on the internet.
Oh, Layla, you got any tattoos or piercings?
Yeah, but it's just, I mean,
that's pretty good.
The hype.
That's pretty good.
The hype and the reality are way, I mean, they're 180 degree different. But if you go to page 79, if you go out and get your new Avid Golfer with Todd Hamilton on the cover, should be in the golf courses and the golf stores today. Check it out, and you can satisfy your own curiosity. And I think That was from a guy talking. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Or listen, pleasantly satisfied, I should say. Not surprised. Because, again, most people think that women in radio don't fit their voice and are going to be pretty much the dregs of the earth when it comes to appearance. Layla's far from that. Now, the question to you, Layla, is, and this is kind of goes on the heels of these Cart Girls of the Month. By the way, you want to check out that one this month.
Oh,
Jason.
My goodness.
What
page is that?
I don't know.
It's in the front.
You'll stop down. Just start going through it. You'll find it.
Do you like your picture?
Actually, yes.
See, that amazes me because all these Cart Girls, we put in one a month. Proudly sponsored by North Texas Nissan. She's on page 14 or 15, something like that. Anyway, I never hear an answer from them after the magazine comes out.
Now, Rick is in charge of the beverage cart girls for the magazine.
Yes.
Does that surprise anybody who's listening right now?
No, Rick. I'm so over the hill that I don't look like a masher.
You're not threatening, right?
No, non-threatening. Gray
you
hair.
You are. See how he's
over.
Oh, his nose is stuck right up there, man.
Good job.
Hey, what do you need? What do you need?
Yeah?
Very nice.
So, and my kid, my son Matt, is always the one that has to, the first page he turns to, he either goes, yeah, he's hot, or, dad, what's that? But anyway, but I never get a call from him afterwards. So I'm always thinking that women just absolutely hate their pictures.
I will say that I think that I can take a better picture, but I like that one. And every woman is going to say that because that's the way we are. Before the record, coming from a girl to another girl, I think that the avid golfer Cart Girl of the Month took a good picture. For the record.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, that's the way it is. I mean, like, I look young for my age. And you know,
how old are you?
I am 23.
23, okay. Hey, you look 23.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, I have a little bit of a baby face, so I tend to think that I look, like, my face looks a little more round. But that's the kind of stuff women focus on. We're like, our cheekbones don't look pronounced enough, or, you know, our face is too shiny. Like, that's the stuff that makes us think that we aren't taking a good picture. Guys are much less critical.
Do you find that posing for pictures is hard work?
I'm not good at sitting still.
Because Jason,
I watched her. We have a studio right next to my office, and I watched her, and she was not comfortable sitting there for any length of time. More than 30 seconds, that was it.
I'm sorry. Your guys are really good at what they do, by the way. Awesome.
Yeah, Robert Rodriguez wrote the interview, does a good job.
Yeah, he's great.
Our great editor, and Jason Lesh, who does all the photography.
Yeah, Jason was awesome.
Who loves taking pictures of women. Maybe a little too much.
Yeah.
But
which, by the way,
he gets into it.
For all you P1s out there, if there's anybody out there, any woman out there locally, you say, man, I'd love to know what she looks like. If she's worthy, we're not opposed to putting her in a magazine. Whoever it is. As long as they're local.
What do you mean? Oh,
anybody,
other,
yeah. Any if they're worthy, we'll put them in. Radio, anywhere.
What's the over and under on when this makes it up somewhere on my website or something?
Soon. Because we have to get our website up and running. It's still in formation stage. It'll be, we're retweeting.
You mean on
it.
Somebody else's website or celebritiesexposed.com or something like that?
Yeah, you ready to be naked, Layla?
No.
No?
Never. That's a disturbing thought. I mean, you know, fun with Photoshop is always a good time, but, you know, I was
is there any amount of money you'd do it for?
You know what, and maybe I was just, like, too strict or something growing up, but I don't even know how, like, people on the real world say that they can be proud of that. Like, what would your parents think?
Well, every time I read a Playboy interview,
depends what they look at my bank book.
They'll say, you know, yeah, my parents are really proud. Everybody at the barbershop side were really happy for me. That's got to be a little tense. Maybe?
Yeah.
But for the right amount of money?
No. I don't know. I mean, that's at that point, money's compensation, you know.
Well, of course it has to be.
Of course it is.
You're not going to do it on your own, are you?
No. But I don't know. It's just at what price does all that come? I'm happier clothes anyway. I like clothes. I spend good money on them. I might as well put them to some use.
And this shows that she truly is a star. It's only at the top of the page, it just says Layla. No last name. No other nickname.
Have you ever put your last name on the air anywhere? This is always, have you, since day one, have you been just Layla?
Yeah. I mean, here I have.
Wow. I like it. It's a good bit.
Well, it's just that.
Wow.
Yeah, Bruce, when he was the program director of the station, and Kat.
Bruce Gilbert.
Or not Kat. Kat wasn't here, but Bruce and Frito just decided, hey, we think you should go by just Layla. So that's what I did.
And that's what you are.
It's simple.
Forevermore.
But it was a good time, and yeah, I appreciate it, because that was really cool.
Now, you're a weekend anchor on the ticket.
Yeah, and I'll fill in.
But during the week, you are a producer at Fox Sports, right?
That is correct.
So.
That is correct.
Anyway, pick it up, and then I guess email her all your MASH notes. Or email, I'll tell you what.
Pick up
your magazine this week. At any Erie golf course or golf retail store, pick up the new Avid Golfer with Todd Hamilton on the cover, and email Craig and I your letters to Layla, and maybe we'll read them next week on the air.
And let us know, too. We've been hyping her for a few years.
Yeah.
Were we worthy?
Yeah.
Was she worthy?
Well, let's not get into that, but if you want to throw it in there. By all means, but
I get more criticism on tickers. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't even care what other people think. She's like my kid sister.
And you are single, right?
Dating, not married.
Aren't we all?
That's the number one phone call I get here in the capsule.
What's that?
What's Layla look like?
Yep. Well, you'll find out this week.
There you go.
And we'll get guys.
And we'll get reviews next week. But thanks for doing it, and thanks to Robert and Jason. So all that. Is done on that.
Yeah, it was really fun, so thank you.
You're quite
good way to start off 05.
All right, up next, T-Box Trivia, 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on the AT&T Wireless. Win a free golf from White Bluff of the Cliffs and free golf from Avid Golfer Magazine. We'll do that next on The Ticket.
Season's over. Stick a fork in.
We don't take care of the ball. We're not mentally tough, and we're not physically tough enough at certain spots on our team.
Cowboys lose and finish 6-10.
This is what I think. He's a great coach who had an awful year, but he is still a great coach. Yep, this year does not make him a bad coach.
Now it's time for the playoffs, buddy. Hear the play-by-play of every game on your home for the NFL Wild Card Divisional Playoff.
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras. Texas Science. The bees will be flying, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross Canadian Ragweed, Jason Boland and the Stragglers, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th, buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Gilly's, or online at MardiGrasDSW.com. Mardi Gras Texas Style, presented by Miller Lite. Less selling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
E-break.
Yeah, Bob likes English Premier League soccer, but you don't see me getting up at 8 in the morning on Saturday to watch that crap.
Let me be very clear about this. Just because I think the Neptunes are good producers and they're producing Justin Timberlake does not mean I like to dip my biscuits in man gravy.
Well, let's take a few phone calls and listen to that song and see what the public thinks, okay?
All right.
You watch yourself, Ben.
Very shocking comment from Ben on with Bad Radio.
I don't understand the comment.
No, but anytime the term man gravy is uttered, it's...
Yeah, I understood that part of it, but what do the biscuits represent?
His butt cheeks?
That's what I was thinking, and that didn't make any sense.
I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
Have you seen Ben, by the way, those are not biscuits.
E-Break Classics.
You got me now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. What did I do there? No!
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Freddy, call back.
Fred, you see, this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like, Polish
Well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
But I've got these big, fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally. And, being a klutz, it's part of life. It is. Next up.
I'm out. Wow.
I'm way out. Okay. I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow. So Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he had said.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
Four swings of the club, four chances to win four brand new Volvos. TexasLending.com proudly presents the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic Friday, March 4th at the Tribute. Just so you know, the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic is not your run-of-the-mill golf scrim. Every foursome plays with a celebrity, including the tickets Bob Sturm, Rick Arnett, Mark Friedman, and Craig Rosengart. In addition to over 20 active and former NFL players, including Robert Newhouse, Greg Hill, Mike Haynes, Billy White Shoes Johnson, Willie Brown, Harold Carmichael, with more being added daily. And all four par threes at the Tribute will award a brand new Volvo if you nail a hole-in-one from Volvo of Dallas. Volvo, not just protecting your life, protecting your lifestyle. Because this tournament will fill up fast. Now is the time to get your foursome signed up. For more, log on to theticket.com. Or to save $200 per foursome, sign up at Volvo Dallas, I-35 and Frankfurt and Carrollton, where family matters. Tournament and pairing party proceeds to benefit the Speedway Children's Charity and the Sports Professionals Foundation. Sponsored in part by Grand Marnier Liquor and presented by TexasLending.com, a different kind of mortgage company.
You bored?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Mega Mart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Watch this.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Mega Mart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Available now in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, a forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
It all begins here.
244896. Metro Isuzu, home of the low cab Ford, official fleet vehicle of the ticket. Proudly we haul with Metro Isuzu. So look for Isuzu low cab Fords at major ticket events all year long. Call 800-214-4896 or stop by 4000 Irving Boulevard today and visit Metro Isuzu. Metro Isuzu, big on trucks.
The ticket.
The Rams may have limped into the playoffs at 8-8, but that doesn't mean that they are guaranteed wild card loss. They play the Seahawks today on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, and Mark Bulger says he and the Rams are ready to go.
I've been a lot more consistent this year. You know, just learned a lot from last year. You know, there was mistakes I made last year just because it was the first time I had seen the situations or protection.
The late game is between the Jets and the Chargers, and of course you can hear that one on The Ticket as well. That one following the game. Cowboys fire offensive line coach George Warhoff. Warhoff had only 1 year left on his contract with the Cowboys. He came to the team after the 2003 season. Checking out the leaderboard at the Mercedes Championship, DJ Singh is the leader. He shot 8 under 65 in the second round. He leads the tournament at minus 15. Second is Mike Weir. He is at 13 under. And Ernie Els right behind him at minus 12. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of the Texas Lottery. Thanks to Lotto Texas, there were thousands of winning tickets in the last drawing. That's because Lotto Texas features 8 different ways to win. Drawings are every Wednesday and Saturday. Play today. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 9:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We don't feed at the network trough. Live from the mothership on Maple or some other locale, this is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:35 on The Ticket. Welcome to the T-Box. Those of you just waking up from a long Friday night, beats up till 10 o'clock. Rand will take over after that. All right, after T-Box trivia, we'll talk a little bit about some interesting news from Ian Baker Finch and also Justin Leonard. But T-Box Trivia is brought to you by
Golf and Home Texas. It's golfandhometexas.com.
Yep. Golfandhometexas.com. Also White Bluff and the Cliffs, as we're going to give away free rounds of golf down there. And also Avid Golfer Magazine, give away a free passport. Give you 10, or actually maybe it's 11 free rounds of golf. It'll also get you a free Tommy Armour sand wedge. How about that? And What's the other thing? Oh, free half-hour lesson from Hank Haney's golf ranch.
And how about that Tiger's place?
You know, it's interesting. You could tell everything is official now because during the coverage yesterday, Tiger and Hank would do some golf tip.
Did that bother you at all?
Why?
I don't know.
How would it bother you? I had no problem with it. It seemed kind of funny, though.
I mean. I don't know if it bothered me. I did you find humor in it?
Why?
I found humor in it. I thought it was just... the guy gave me a giggle.
Well, normally Hank would do it on his own. Hank's been doing that for a while there on ESPN. It's a little bit more than a giggle. All right, we'll get into that in a second. But T-Box Trivia, and this will be brought to you by Craig, because he kind of stumped me with it, so I had to think about it for a while. Could be a great question, or very easy, I don't know.
You know what he said?
Yep.
Was the last European.
Last European golfer.
To win a major.
Last European golfer to win a major.
Good day, mate.
And that would not be a European. That would be an Australian.
Good day.
Don in Dallas, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, good morning.
Morning.
Got an answer for us.
Bernard Langer.
Not Bernard Langer, but...
He has won a major.
He has won a major, and he is European. Let's go to Tom on a cell. You're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Welcome to the T-Box.
Would it be Paul Lowry?
Paul Lowry.
Very good.
See, I thought somebody would have that, just one of those little worthless pieces of trivia in the back of their head, or it was going to take forever.
I figured we'd get 10 Retief Goosens.
Yeah?
Before so much they
except he's South African.
Right.
Tom, congratulations, and you win all that free golf. We're going to put you on hold.
Awesome.
And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Yep. Paul Lowry, 1999. Can you believe it's almost 6 years since
a European won a major?
No. John Vandeveld had the screw up in the British Open. That's six years ago.
How about this? It's been 5 years since a European has won a major, except they kick our ass left, right, and sideways at the Ryder Cup.
Yep. Isn't that weird? Better team players.
How about that? Speaking with guys with accents. Okay.
Ian Baker Finch.
Oh, yes.
Who
can't hit a driver, can't keep a driver in a fairway. As soon as he hits, his friends joke and just scream four left.
He's won Colonial. He won the 1991 British Open. You'll hear him on ABC and ESPN throughout the years, commentator. Once missed 32 straight cuts in a row, and he bottomed out at the 97 British Open where he shot a 92. First round.
I remember he was at St. Andrews. You know how the first fairway and the 18th fairway are huge fairways.
It's like you play out the tribute.
And they're next to each other.
Right.
He hit the ball out of bounds on the left side of the 18th fairway.
It's almost impossible.
He did it.
Almost impossible. But he did it. But now he's thinking about coming back. He's thinking about bringing back his game and see what he can do because he wants to be on the Champions Tour 50.
Good luck
6 years
with all that. For a guy who's, I've got my own inner demons and don't hit the ball like I used to. Once it's gone like that, forget it.
Might be interesting to watch, though. I mean, David Duvall did it, but David Duvall has he? Yeah, I think he'll be back this year in a much better way. Also in the news, Justin Leonard, big listener to the T-Box, has gone to Nike. Left Ben Hogan. Been with God Hogan for years.
You know, it's funny. We got this was about a week and a half ago. They blasted an email out to some media that said Nike has signed a top player in the U.S., a former U.S. amateur champ and British Open champion.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately said to myself, well, you know what? Todd Hamilton hasn't signed with anybody yet. He's negotiating. It's pretty close. But he hasn't signed with anybody. I immediately thought, did he win a U.S. amateur? Because I thought for sure, Justin's not going anywhere.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. He's been with Hogan forever. And now that they linked in with Callaway.
Figured it'd just be a natural for him.
Well, I think it has to do with Butch Harmon. Isn't Butch Harmon a big Nike guy?
Yep.
And he's taking lessons from Butch Harmon?
Yep.
And, you know, he was wearing the shoes, but everything else was Hogan.
Right.
So he's going to go to Nike, and he's going to get a huge deal. In fact, you'll probably see him in commercials hawking the the new setup really quick.
Yeah. By the way, worst decision not to sponsor a person was when Polo dropped him. He was a perfect person for Polo.
Yeah.
Polo
kind of preppy.
So much play out of him.
Yep.
And they said, no, we're going to go to younger people. You ever seen, have you seen Polo on tour since?
What, David Toms used to be, well, he's Tommy Hilfiger, right?
Yeah.
Polo is just Davis Love III.
Davis Love, is he still wearing it?
I don't know.
I don't think
Tom Watson, I think, does too.
But it's not. Justin got upset. That was like Hugo Boss leaving Mickelson.
Mm-hmm.
That was another bad one. You know, they got so much play out of that. Whatever it cost, it was worth it.
So good for him, and he'll be trying out all the big stuff.
But in his, in Justin, you know, Justin had that Hogan sponsorship, but he didn't have any shirt sponsor or hat sponsor. He was blank.
No, he had Hogan on his hat.
He had Hogan on his hat, but he had no shirt. He had, just was wearing a plain.
Well, as Paul Stankowski tells us all the time, the endorsement deals for apparel are kind of drying up.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. There might be 30, 30, 40 guys tops.
But that's not as much as, it's not as much as getting the apparel. It is getting a name on your apparel.
Right.
Like Mickelson's got Ford. Yeah, Luke Donald is Polo, isn't he?
According to P1.
Yeah, Luke Donald, they decided to drop Justin and went through to the younger guys, and one of them was Luke Donald. Luke Donald's a good player, but he doesn't have the...
He doesn't have a major.
No.
Or players.
Nope.
I mean, so anyway, good for him. We'll get him on in the next 2-3 weeks, depending on his schedule, and see how that all goes. So
See how fatherhood is for him.
You know, I remember back when he was single, and how all the stories and everything I knew about him was how anal retentive he was on everything. Everything had to be perfect. And I have a friend. I have a really good friend that's exactly like that.
Your brother?
No, friend. No, not my brother.
He's the absolute opposite of that.
But, no, a really good friend of mine. But you know what? When you start having kids and you just give up. Because you can clean that house ad nauseum all day long and it's going to turn
just
around.
Just doesn't matter.
It's going to be another pigsty.
I remember doing the photo shoot with him at his house. We did a story on him three or four years ago, and yes, it looked like a museum.
Mm-hmm.
That house was perfect.
You know what? When my wife and kids travel somewhere for a while, I immediately clean my house. I immediately clean it because I know it's going to stay that way for a while. I just have to do it. But when everybody's there, it just, you know, I might kind of straighten up a little bit because it's going to last about a half an hour, so don't put too much time into it.
Your kids may be a little older than this, but when my family goes away, I throw half of their crap out.
Really?
The stuff that I know that they've never... If I showed them I'm throwing this out, they'd scream.
Right.
But if I threw it out, they'd never miss it.
I do that when I clean out the garage. I just don't tell anybody.
Clean like a man.
Yep.
Exactly right. Clean like a man.
Just wipe it all off the table. Just put it right in the trash. 944 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. T-Box winding down. Up next, we'll mix with the rant. And believe it or not, there's a chance where you could bet on Anna Kournikova.
For tennis?
Not tennis. We'll tell you what it is next on The Ticket.
Pod!
Thank you. Hey, Ticket Man. Come alive in 2005 with The Ticket's January item of the month. It's a grab bag of ticket gift goodies, sure to start your new year off right. For just $25, you'll get an Operation Stay Hard t-shirt. Now that's what I call Bit CD, a ticket shot glass, koozie, and a KTCK baseball cap. In other words, it's everything we've got that you've wanted but haven't had good yet. Punch up theticket.com for the January item of the month from the station that says...
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras, Texas style. The beads will be blind, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross Canadian Ragweed, Jason Bowen and the Stragglers, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th. Buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Gilly's, or online at MardiGrasBSW.com. Mardi Gras Texas style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
You're listening to The Ticket Seabreak Classic.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
The exclusive backdoor jubinator.
Yay! All right, for the unexplained noise earlier this week, I've won another emergency break. I don't know. Top 5 or 10, I would say, pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I mean, without question, the strongest.
What is that?
What?
You just made a weird noise.
You have a bodily function going on there?
I don't know.
No, you grunted or something. It sounded really? Weird.
I don't know. We'll have to review that.
That was funny.
We'll have to review that.
Gosh. Play so the enhanced odd. Version.
This is weird.
This is amazing. This is your first win since May 30th.
Wow. Congratulations.
Still...
E-Break.
Why am I getting nervous about hearing this?
I'm walking here. Hear the mini.
I'm anxious to see how this works.
Shut up!
God!
Thank you. So,
wow, I guess we are doing the Rick show. We can't talk over here. Well, we're doing a talk
show. I'm trying to get this thing done. That's all.
Floor's yours, King.
You've been beating him down for the story for 24 hours. Now you won't let him tell it.
Well, we're doing a show here.
I don't think you guys understand what we
that's
do
fine.
Here.
Right.
Okay,
I think we all talk like we're all sitting around talking, okay? It's a talk show. People talk. We have questions. We have concerns. You can tell your story.
Yeah.
But you can allow us to talk as well, right?
Right. But if we were...
This isn't class. We don't have to raise our hand to you, do we?
No, not at all. But if we were in a discussion at a table, I would say, hey, will you be quiet for a second? Do you want me to tell it? That's all.
Four's yours, King.
On the ticket.
Oh, baby.
What's the matter, Dan?
I'm just happy.
Four swings of the club, four chances to win four brand new Volvos. TexasLending.com proudly presents the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic Friday, March 4th at the Tribute. Just so you know, the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic is not your run-of-the-mill golf scrimmage. Every foursome plays with a celebrity, including the tickets Bob Sturm, Rick Arnett, Mark Friedman, and Craig Rosengart. In addition to over 20 active and former NFL players, including Robert Newhouse, Greg Hill, Mike Haynes, Billy White Shoes Johnson, Willie Brown, Harold Carmichael, with more being added daily. And all four par threes at the Tribute will award a brand new Volvo if you nail a hole-in-one from Volvo of Dallas. Volvo, not just protecting your life, protecting your lifestyle. Because this tournament will fill up fast. Now is the time to get your foursome signed up. For more, log on to theticket.com. Or to save $200 per foursome, sign up in Volvo of Dallas, I-35 and Frankfurt and Carrollton, where family matters. Tournament and pairing party proceeds to benefit the Speedway Children's Charity and the Sports Professionals Foundation. Sponsored in part by Grand Marnier Liquor and presented by TexasLending.com. A different kind of mortgage company.
This is an actual email sent to the National Fatherhood Initiative.
My father left when I was 2 months old, and I've never met him. I'm 16 now. And although I have written to him, he has cut off all communication with me. I don't understand what I could have done for him to hate me this much. Please, help me understand this.
Is somebody missing you?
A message from the Ad Council, the Texas Fatherhood Initiative, and the NFI.
Only at Curtis and Nissan, North Central, at Campbell, in Richardson.
I'm Layla the Maverick to have a duel with the team from the East next on the Ticket Ticker.
It's P1 Poker Night at Guy's Night Out. Thursday, January 13th at Wizards in Richardson.
Yes, there we go. I'm in. I got a full house.
All the ticket guys will show their poker face, starting with the hard line at 3, Dead Man's Hand round tables at 6, and the Texas Hold'em starts at 7.
You got
fours, we got an ace.
You got an ace,
we
got an 8 and a 7. Well, you lose.
Show your best hand and win more than just a rosy glow at GNO. Thursday, January 13th at Wizards in Richardson, 75 Central at Spring Valley. From Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
The Mavericks trade blows with Jermaine O'Neal and the Pacers tonight. Manfest Friend brings you the ticker. In the Pacers' last three games, O'Neal has scored at least over 30 points in each game. Jason Terry says O'Neal and the Pacers are a challenge.
They haven't missed a beat. Jermaine O'Neal is an all-star, a superstar in this league. And if you don't pay special attention to him, he will have a big night. So, Indiana's still a good team. They still live off of their defense. And it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Tip-off is at 7:30 from the AAC. Don't forget about the Dallas Mavericks postgame show right here on the ticket after the game. Cowboys fire offensive line coach George Warhoff. He came to the team after the 2003 season after coaching with the Arizona Cardinals. Warhoff had 1 year left on his contract. This comes after Cowboys director of scouting Larry Lacewell announced his retirement. Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady, and Bob Sura donated $73,000 to UNICEF after last night's Lakers win over the Rockets, 111-104. Bryant had 27 points, T-Mac chipped in with 26, and Sura also had 20. T-Mac and Kobe donated $1,000 for each point scored in the game. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket guys will have their poker faces on from 3 to 11 at our P1 Poker Guys Night Out, Thursday, January 13th at Wizards in Richardson, 75 Central at Spring Valley, from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
So who do you think's the best poker player at The Ticket?
I think Grego says he's the best. That's a good question. I've never played with any of them.
Interesting.
Let's see who has the best poker face.
I'm figuring it's George. George is, I'll tell you, used to play basketball a little bit with George. He's sneaky, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big guy, but he's sneaky.
I'm interesting. When is that? Next, this week, right? Thursday, Wednesday?
I believe it's Thursday.
Guys Night Out?
And Frito plays that online poker, so don't be surprised if he sneaks in and tries to play a few games.
Party poker?
Yeah, I don't know what he does, but he talks about it. Stays up till all hours of the night, I guess, after he's done surfing the internet for Norm.
Boy, who would ever do that?
Done turning off the internet.
Just playing poker all night.
I have lots of
fun. While your wife's asleep next to you.
Really?
I've never done that before.
A buddy of mine.
Sitting in the bed with a laptop.
Damn right, man. You start getting tired sitting in the chair. Just move that laptop right into the bed.
A buddy of mine's dad has a great strategy. He gets up at 3:30 in the morning, gets on to play, and just wipes them up, all the people that have been playing all night.
Who are tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, though, it's worldwide. So it might be 10 o'clock in the morning and hungry or whatever.
I mean, hungry.
I mean, that's what I do. When I play it, I'll look and see where everybody's from. And there's people from all over. So I don't think you get to jump on anybody.
No.
Or the guys that are working together.
Frito says that the secret is to go on with a girl's name because then people think you can't play poker. Just a tip.
Yeah. Has Frito retired yet?
I don't know.
I didn't think so. Strategies. Don't sound like world beaters to me. Hey, let's see. Before the rant comes in, as we will mix with them, I want to thank Jason for running the show as expertly as always. And lovely Layla. So you need to check out in this month's Avid Golfer magazine. Todd Hamilton's on the cover. And check her out. She's on the second to last page in the parting shot. And see her fine work.
Fine work?
And Jason's fine work.
Her parents' fine work.
Well, parents have a little bit to do with it, but pretty much Layla.
I put the makeup and the hair and stuff on.
We didn't have special hair and makeup person?
No.
You didn't,
okay.
Right?
Do you even need makeup?
I don't have any on right now. How embarrassing is that?
Because you don't need it.
I wear it to look a little bit older. I know it sounds stupid, but whatever. It was a fun time, though. I just want to say that much. You guys are a good ship.
Good ship.
Good ship. Indeed.
With a P.
Yes.
You made a comment about the rant in your little interview. It's turning out to be a little true, isn't it?
Well, I know, and I feel bad, and I didn't mean to say that the way it sounded. Because, like, with most shows, like, they're there at least, you know, an hour before or a half hour at least or something like that. And the rant usually is, but sometimes they come in and, you know.
They'll be here right at game time.
I bet they're here.
But here's the thing. It's the allure of the rant.
Yeah.
I bet they're home preparing for an hour, and they just get here right at the time. And
well, preparing means sleeping. You're right.
No, we can't say that. It's just they walk into the studio at that time, which is kind of a funny bit if you think about it.
Right.
Well, they prepare all week.
I am sincerely convinced, though, about the mix, though. I'll just say that much. I'll leave it at that. I have a conspiracy theory about the rant and T-Box mix.
What is that?
I guess I better read that.
You have to tune to page 79 of Avid Golfer in January to find out.
I remember that. I do think it's really funny when they're coming in here and Gordo's frantically looking for a paper.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the paper?
Every Saturday I have Fort Worth and Dallas right here, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll put them both right here on the
video. It's only every Saturday. So that's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, they take one a month off.
You know, I see where Brad Pitt is on the market again. Because he and Jennifer Aniston's
on the market.
Jennifer Aniston on the market. This is after 5 years. It's hard to believe they've been together that long.
5 years is pretty good for Hollywood, isn't it, Davey?
Yeah, it's above the average, I would
say.
For
a celebrity marriage? Yeah. For any marriage, actually.
But you knew that was going to end at some point.
Not the way it did, though. That Brad Pitt's kind of wanting to be the family man and wanting a family, and Jennifer Aniston's like, man, I still want a party.
Yeah, she really?
Yeah.
Body. Well, I remember Greg one time way back said, I don't care how good-looking a girl is, somebody's tired of her.
I don't think that's exactly what he said.
Well, that's
paraphrasing.
I'm cleaning it up. But
that's T-Box way to
But it's kind of
say.
It's kind of true. It's kind of true.
All right,
you're picking up somebody's reject somewhere.
You were a full-time ticket employee this past 2 weeks, weren't you?
I don't know if I was full-time. I was more
full-time
part-time than I am normally.
How'd that work out? They got a contract waiting for you?
I don't think so. I haven't checked my box yet, so we'll see.
You got a box?
Hardline Tickers.
Yeah, I have a mailbox up here.
Yeah.
So do you know. I don't have a desk.
I don't have a mailbox. I don't have a desk. So there's odds that have been laid out because Anna Kournikova got married.
To,
somebody.
Oh.
No, Enrique Iglesias.
That's right. So what do you think the odds are that you can get, if you're going to bet on them getting divorced by the end of the year?
The odds?
Yeah.
Hmm. 12 to 1?
A lot less. 4 to 1.
Really?
4 to 1 odds.
I thought it was really funny when it shows 4 to 1 and then it's like 1 to 6.
For not getting divorced,
but it says on the bottom, if it's proven that they were not actually married, all bets are null and void.
Yeah, the bet actually has to be legal. So I guess nobody knows if it's legal or not.
Hmm.
Hey, Corb.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Happy New Year.
What was the 12 to 1?
It's 4 to 1 that Anna Kournikova is going to get divorced by the end of the year.
I believe that. Why is it that it's so acceptable for celebrities to get divorced? Everyone's like, whatever.
I don't know. I know a lot of people.
They're like, oh my God, really?
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston made 5 years. Pretty good.
Probably. 5 years they've been married?
5 years.
5 years.
That's really good.
Pretty good.
Because he was even on the record as saying last year, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We gave it a shot. You know, we can always say that. Which, you know... It doesn't bother me a bit, but it bothers society quite a bit, I think.
I wonder what's tougher, being married to another celebrity or being married to a common, everyday person.
If you were a celebrity?
Yeah.
I think another celebrity.
So would it take you longer than 5 years to get tired of Jennifer Aniston?
I don't know.
You know, she might be quirky in some weird way that would just drive you crazy.
Yeah, she's a big smoker.
Big
really?
Smoker. Okay.
Both of them are.
That's not big. Okay, well, if they both are, who cares?
Really?
Yeah, big.
No, it took the...
She looks good, though, for a smoker.
Yeah, well, give her another 15 years.
She needs one of those, you know, long Cruella de Vil
cigarette holders.
Keep the
cigarette
smoke
holders
away from her face so she's not all craggy by the time she's...
See, that was...
With a Dalmatian mink coat.
That was real sexy back in the 30s and 40s when you'd see Betty Davis.
Marlene Dietrich.
Yeah, with the long cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah. And it was cool in the 70s even. I mean, cigarettes became so taboo here in the last 15 years.
Yeah. I remember it used to, even when I was a kid, I remember seeing a girl smoke. It looked kind of sexy.
Yeah. It still looks good in the movie.
So it does.
And
it does.
That's all it is a prop. And photographers love it because the way the smoke fills up the screen.
Oh, that's
the
cinematographer's wet
yeah,
dream.
Yeah, they love that.
Rick and I were talking about that the movie Bad Santa.
I didn't see it.
Oh my God, what a movie. That is.
Have you seen Davey?
No, I haven't seen
it. Wolofsky swears that's like the funniest movie he's ever seen.
It's so funny.
It's so dark.
I must have seen it 20 times during the holiday season this year.
Kids love it. You guys sit around the campfire.
That's one you can't show the kids. I don't know, my son sees it.
Well, he's a little older, but it is hilarious.
Get the uncensored version.
Yes. But Bernie Mac is a chain smoker in that movie. And they're showing him, first off, they got a pile of buds at his desk, and he's smoking one cigarette and lighting the next one. How hard is it for a guy like him to do that?
who doesn't smoke.
Yeah.
Or does he smoke? I don't know.
I don't have any idea. Either way, he certainly doesn't smoke that much.
See, I would have a hard time playing that role if I was an actor of a smoker, because I literally can't do it. I physically cannot smoke a cigarette.
You'd have to fart. You'd have to do something to make a photographer's dream.
You know,
put a smoke bomb in your pants.
Look at the old black and white movies and see how cool it looks when they smoked in the black and white films, because something about black and white film and the smoke.
It's a good contrast.
Black and white. You see? Don't you get it? And the smoke
is white
or gray, depending on what you look at.
Now, if you're not a smoker, though, how much could you handle it in order to have that correct prop there? That's what the director wants.
Or you just don't inhale.
Well, yeah, but that's fake. That's fake smoke.
That's what a lot of girls do anyway.
I hate in movies when they fake smoke.
Can you tell? Can you tell?
Oh, yes. Absolutely, you can tell.
How?
How do you know?
Former smoker.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know. Wow, here we go.
There you go. Throw it out.
Now we're out.
I've also had sex with a guy. All right, let's go. Let's get it all out. All right?
It's 05.
That's 2005. Can you make digital smoke?
Yeah, they can do that now.
Can you do that?
I bet you now they can fake it pretty well.
Have you seen Bad Santa?
No.
God, you guys got to see that movie.
Who is it? George is always high on that movie.
George?
Secretly high on that movie. Yeah.
George gets high and watches that movie.
Yeah, I'm smoking out watching Bad Santa. You want to come over?
George, who I believe is Ned Flanders in real life.
Hey, man.
No, that's a good dark movie. You need to see it. Especially the uncensored version. Very cool.
You guys can't tell when someone's fake smoking in a movie?
Smoke pot.
Really? You could. Dave, can't you?
I don't smoke, for one. And
oh, yeah, you smoke.
I don't know what you're talking about. But
you hold it in a lot longer than most people.
But he's faking it.
I'm totally faking it.
I have to smoke weed.
It's the people who just get it in their mouth and then blow it out. As soon as they take it in, yeah, as soon as they take it in, they blow it out, and you can see it's just blowing out of their mouth.
Like cigar smoking.
See, smoking a cigarette is two processes. You draw it in, and then you have to inhale after you draw it in.
Okay, what does that do?
What?
Lung cancer?
Is that the effect that you want, though, when you pull it in? That's what, like,
that's what gives you
that
nicotine all in your lungs.
What's that?
Gives you that fix that you need? That's what you
draw it in your lungs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you absorb the
nicotine. That's how it gets into your body.
Now, could you make the smoke?
It's the same principle as if you put, you had a drink and you just put it in your mouth and you didn't swallow it, you can just spit it back out. Well, it's not really getting in your system.
It'd be a good look.
Jesus smokes.
Have a spittoon next to you while you're drinking some scotch.
You never smoked, Rick?
No. No. My dad gave me a cigarette when I was 10 years old.
Corby really didn't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I still can.
He says, here, try one of these. And made me inhale it as deep as I could, and I threw up, got dizzy, and I haven't touched one since.
See, my dad did that and made me smoke a whole pack the first day.
Really?
The second day, another pack. And then, like, 10 years later, he said, all right, what do you think? Do you like it? You've done it every day for 10 years. You decide, son.
Right after your pack, you put, like, a gay porn video there. Now watch this.
All right, now here's a tough question. As
your dad worked for Philip Morris?
Yeah.
As for prospective parents...
He also showed me cartoon characters smoking. That really influenced me.
As prospective parents and ones that already are... Okay, my son is 15 years old. He'll be driving next year. Yeah.
Little Matt.
So, what my wife wants to do is
get him a Cayenne.
Show him
his first woman.
The effects of the effects of alcohol.
Oh,
so
no.
He wants me to sit down. She
get
wants
him
me to
wasted?
Sit down with him.
And get him wasted?
What?
No. Listen to this.
You drunk?
No. Listen to this.
Oh. What?
You're going to be shirtless?
Yeah. I'm just going to wear socks.
Black socks.
3 socks.
And we'll go out and play basketball or football or something.
Chili pepper it.
First off, son, I need you to oil me up.
He has to down like 3 beers and see how it affects him.
Oh,
down
really?
3 beers before basketball?
No. Like,
that's a great Saturday afternoon.
I'm glad to do. Because I don't think kids realize that they can get drunk. I think they think they're immune to everything.
Do you know if he has drank before?
Drunkened?
He's had... This New Year's Eve, I let him drink a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh. What are you doing?
You're the enabler, Dad.
Yeah, I'm the enabler.
Rick, we need to chat offline.
Here's my point. Wait, why did you let him do that on New Year's? I think that is...
Let him do it on another day?
Huh? No, I wouldn't have let him do it. Hey, here, son, here's a good...
Okay. Wait a minute.
Here's a good transition drink.
It has liquor in it.
Which is what he said. Like, this isn't that much.
Yeah, why don't you give him the best tasting thing in the world?
As opposed to...
You should have given him, like, Mad Dog or just straight whiskey. Just rot gut.
How about something like a brandy?
Well, wait. The question is this, though. Sooner or later, they're all...
Brandy was the woman that he bought him.
They're all going to
burn women sooner or later.
Whether they...
Right, they'll all drink.
Away from you, go to college. Don't you kind of want to expose them to that while you're around and you can kind of see what's going on?
Okay, they're
going to
have sex too. But
I want to be around. I want to be around for that. But I'm serious. When do you expose your kid to that?
You're doing it. No, you're doing it right. Keep going with her. Keep going.
Don't look at me. Look at her.
Yeah.
Don't look at the camera.
Don't look at the camera. Look at her.
Gross. Tilted higher.
Poor Matt. No.
Rick there with the...
Use your hips, son.
Rick there wearing the...
With the Clegg lights.
The knickers and the...
Oh, yeah.
The director's hat.
What kind of porn is
megaphone.
This?
Yeah, the big megaphone. All right, son.
What do they call those things?
What do they call it?
The slate.
The clapper, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I just didn't know when it's good to... Get your kid drunk.
I would say never.
I'm not saying get him hammered. I'm saying show him the effects of alcohol.
And who wants
so
to
he
have,
gets his
so
life
he
and,
knows how beautiful they are.
Who wants to have their first drink with their father?
No, you know what you need to do? You don't.
Me.
I
don't
think that's a great rite of passage.
You did?
I did.
You don't need to have a beer with your son until he's 21. But what you do need to do is make a deal with him. You know, when you get your license...
So you both sell your soul to the devil.
When you get your license, if you go anywhere...
If you do it.
And you ever have a drink...
Call me.
Call me. I'll come pick you up. We'll go get your car the next day. No questions asked. You just need to...
No, that's what I think parents always lie about that. How can you... No questions asked the next day?
But you have to hold to that, otherwise they're never going to call you.
I know, but then when you've picked them up, you know, for 2 years in a row... When they're in their weekend...
Yeah, every weekend... Nah, you got to build a little trust in there somewhere. And I'm thinking, when that time comes...
He's 15, Rick.
He's 15.
Hey, I've heard you talk on the rant.
Gordon, when did you drink? When did you first take a drink?
Five.
I was late. Now, I'm not a good example here. Oh. I was like, I was probably 20 years old.
No, you're a liar. 20. You didn't touch a sip of alcohol in high school.
Well, it was a preacher's
kid. And it wasn't even had to do with the preacher's kid or anything like that. That was my gag, is that I was the guy who didn't drink. Because everyone, I was in bands and stuff like that, and that was my shtick.
I
smoked even before then. I mean, I smoked before I ever drank.
Well, what age did you do that?
19. I'm not a good example. I was a late bloomer. I was a fearful kid.
I first took a sip of alcohol when I was 16.
I think I was about 16, a beer. Or my uncle would always, give me a sip of beer when I'd be like 12, something like that. Because your uncle can do anything.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're there for.
It was like second semester of my junior year in high school. So I think I was 17 when I just went to town.
My first experience with alcohol was one of those nightmare experiences where I had a buddy and we were spending the night at his house, but my parents were out to dinner or a movie, so we went back to my house. And my parents had liquor that they never drank. It was just there from when they used to entertain.
For show.
Entertain.
Yeah, when they used to have cocktail parties or whatever.
Your parents used to have cocktail parties?
Oh, yeah. Whatever. And so we didn't know anything about... We were 13 years old, I think. And we didn't know anything about what goes with what or how you're supposed to drink this stuff. So we just got big tumblers and filled them with ice. And
you didn't go to the Rick Arnett Parental School Drinking 101?
We were never sat down by Rick.
See?
Let me tell you what's good mixing with vodka. You know, orange juice.
We just put all these different alcohols into the big plastic tumblers, and then we topped it off with like apple juice because that's all we had to mix it with.
Mm-hmm. Apple juice.
Oh, the most acidic.
We both took them and went out and just walked around the neighborhood drinking these things.
Uh-huh.
How'd that go?
We actually were able to get them all down.
Did his dad end up in the director's chair that night?
Well, look at me, look at him. And so we ended up vomiting all night.
Lovely.
just
into each other's mouths?
And how many times you reenacted that over the course of your life?
And you know, we were vomiting into a trash can, and so like the living room where we were sleeping
smelled of alcohol.
It just reeked of alcohol.
Gross.
So we were so busted, but it scarred me so bad that I didn't take another drink until probably senior year of high school, maybe.
Yeah.
When I started becoming more social and whatnot.
When you started having cocktail parties.
Well, the question is, as a parent, you keep your head in the sand, and I just don't want to know about this, or you can't do this.
You don't keep it in the sand.
Knowing it's going to happen anyway.
He's 15, right?
You don't.
Yeah, he's still 15.
Yeah.
I just think that's a little young to be plying him with alcohol and sitting at the director's chair.
Well, by the way, Dave, so when you're 13 and you learn that valuable lesson that alcohol is bad, it makes you feel horrible, and you throw up and everything, and so, surely, I mean, if you throw up that early age, most of the time, a lot of times, actually, kids will never drink again. They're so traumatized by that at a young age. So when's the last time that you threw up?
The last time I... Due to alcohol?
Yeah.
Thursday.
Honestly, Corby's smiling like he's got a cat in his mouth.
If he was there, he has it written down in his mouth. Day timer.
No, honestly, I can't remember.
I can.
When it wasn't that long ago.
You were Davey.
Because you told the story on the air about how you threw up in the bushes.
Oh, yeah, that was over the summer.
Oh, that's...
It was right before the summer bash.
How old are you now?
32.
Yeah. It really worked.
I think my first experience with alcohol, I want to say it was Everclear.
You started swearing.
I had an early experience with that, with like trash can punch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's instant.
What time is it?
It's 10:13.
Time for us to go.
Why?
Good to have you guys back. We're 10 minutes late.
Are you bored?
It's 10:25.
No, I'm not.
All right.
All right,
well,
next.
Hey, did Todd Hamilton go to the Orange Bowl? You know, anybody talk to him about that?
No, he was in...
Or is he playing this
week?
He's in Hawaii?
Yeah.
He's a smart man.
Who's Todd Hamilton?
Screw you. Bye, guys.
See ya.
KTTK, Dallas, Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. This is The Ticket.
Hello.
The Little Ticket delivers breaking sports news first, guaranteed. We talk about our teams in our town. We live here. We work here. We hang out with you.
Talk about that tomorrow. And up next, it's Norm.
I'm what?
I just said up next.
Yeah, we love sports. Sports is our business. But we're really just a bunch of guys who couldn't get any other jobs. So this is what we do.
Up next. Okay, we're fine.
It sounded like someone hit the record player. We're fine.
Thanks for listening to the
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras Texas Style. The beads will be flying, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross Canadian Ragweed, Jason Boland and the Stragways, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th. Buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Chili's, or online at MardiGrasDSW.com. Mardi Gras Texas Style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
E-Break Classics.
That is, I think that's our first 5-0 voting in maybe 5 years, man. Psycho Dave with the win. Has he ever won before?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
This is his third victory.
Really? Okay. Well, here's Psycho Dave for a little dump and chase on Wednesday on the hard line.
Come out there and see if you can get lucky. In fact, Psycho Dave was telling us that he was going to get out there, and he's got one specific purpose in mind, right?
Yes.
And what is that?
To get some
God, I didn't think you would do that.
Hello to everybody on hold.
What the hell is the matter with you?
Hello, Clint. Hello, Shannon.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very good. Very good.
Oh, by the way, boys, with this win, Psycho passes Jerry Jones.
Wow.
Okay.
A significant win there.
Very significant.
Way to go, Psycho Dave.
Dreams do come true.
E-Break.
All right, there's a win.
Hey,
that was big doggy dog. Huh?
This is a ripoff.
I know.
This is a ripoff.
Yeah.
It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah.
All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this. Yeah. I got a question for y'all, people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the number what they nominated song times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated Foo Fighters with 11 times Grammy nominated six for real.
He does shoe
what?
What?
Oh, I love Snoop.
Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off. Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
Four swings to the club, four chances to win four brand new Volvos. TexasLending.com proudly presents the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic Friday, March 4th at the Tribute. Just so you know, the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic is not your run-of-the-mill golf scrimp. Every portion plays with a celebrity, including the tickets Bob Sturm, Rick Arnett, Mark Friedman, and Craig Rosengarten. In addition to over 20 active and former NFL players, including Robert Newhouse, Greg Hill, Mike Haynes, Billy White, Hughes Johnson, Willie Brown, Harold Carmichael, with more being added daily. And all four par threes at the Tribute will award a brand new Volvo if you nail a hole-in-one from Volvo of Dallas. Volvo, not just protecting your life, protecting your lifestyle. Because this tournament will fill up fast. Now is the time to get your foursome signed up. For more, log on to theticket.com. Or to save $200 per foursome, sign up in Volvo Dallas, I-35 and Frankfort and Carrollton. We're family men. Tournament and pairing party proceeds to benefit the Speedway Children's Charity and the Sports Professionals Foundation. Sponsored in part by Grand Marnier Liquor and presented by TexasLending.com, a different kind of mortgage company.
Ooh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal. Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
You must be out, honey.
They're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
Look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've got to go, too. It's getting late, and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail.
Dallas County Community Colleges. Get all the
66 SBC Yahoo or visit sbc.com/1995. SBC. Going beyond the call.
Taxes, other charges, and the Federal Universal Service Cost Recovery Fee Extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-654-7444. Toll free or visit sbc.com/details.
The Ticket.
The first game of the NFL playoffs is the NFC Wild Card between the Rams and the Seahawks. Seahawks beat the Rams in both meetings earlier this season, and Rams coach Mike Martz says prior meetings don't tell the future.
Having beaten this team twice has really little or no bearing at all on this game. You know, everything changes so drastically, so quickly from week to week.
Play game is between the Chargers and Jets. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. BJ Singh is playing in 2005 a lot like he did in 04. He shot an 8-under-65 in the second round to take a two-stroke lead at the Mercedes Championship. Mike Weir is second, Ernie Els is third. Mavericks play the Pacers tonight, 7:30 at the AAC. This is the first meeting of the season between the Mavs and the Pacers. Pacers won both games last year. And the Dodgers will be the next team to cowboy up. They signed former Bo Sox pitcher Derek Lowe to a four-year, $36 million contract. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The poster boy, a monster of defense.
now this clock disappeared. 10:21 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You listen to the rant. This is now 2005.
Your prediction failed. We all made it.
Yeah, I thought one of us wouldn't make it back.
I almost did.
But I didn't travel, so...
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I thought you did. I thought you had a whole trip scheduled
I was going
Christmas
to.
And New Year's.
I was going to.
What
and
happened?
Then it was like a couple days before, and I said, you know what? I want to stay home. And I stayed home.
Are
I
you
called
serious?
An audible.
So,
yep.
So you predicted the tsunami.
What? How did that predict the tsunami?
I don't know.
Yeah, I did stay home. So, well, see, because that vacation is all intended to get me charged up for the new year. And I just, there were things that were going on that I felt sort of a calling to.
Hey, I want y'all to look at this. I don't really care about you anymore, Gordon. See if this is real.
The tsunami picture?
Yeah.
It's not.
No. The giant waves crashing over the...
Indonesia?
Yeah.
Not...
No.
Right.
Now, Corby, you want to ask your tsunami question? I think you had one main question about the tsunami, and my one main question out of the tsunami is, you know, basically questioning the three qualities of God. I talked about that yesterday on the show. Is this a benevolent God and all-powerful God? But, Corby, you had a different question about the tsunami.
Well, I had heard that it hit... hang on.
No, that's not what you asked. What did he ask, Dave?
Can I say it?
I don't think you can use the words.
If he says it, jump it.
Why?
Now,
have you guys been...
Corby, why are you telling him to dump it?
Dump what?
You don't want us to say what your one question about the tsunami was.
Why did you say it if you didn't want us to repeat it?
Shut up.
If you don't want us to say it, we won't.
No, go ahead and say it. It's not.
It was very insensitive.
Okay, so my question basically was, why don't bad things like that happen to the U.S.?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It was, too.
That was a weird way of asking it.
I won't. Yeah, the way you phrased it was on form of that question. Which is, have y'all been doing something? Wait a second.
What?
Are you in trouble at home? Like at home, you play Mr. Tsunami caring guy?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it is.
But no animals died in the tsunami.
Yeah, no animals.
So Julie doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't care about the tsunami. She's much more worried about is McDonald's still serving chicken nuggets than she is 142,000.
By the way, do you know about the benefit?
Yeah, next week at
the Cuban
Granada.
Show.
Yeah. No, that's the benefactor. The benefit. Mark Cuban is the benefit.
So what's the, is this a PETA thing? What is this?
No, there's a tsunami relief concert at the Granada Theater on Greenville next Saturday. It starts at 5, and it's like a dozen local bands, including Sorta, Danny's Band.
They're still around?
Yeah, and... Pleasant Grove and Jack Ingram and...
Is Jack playing?
I think I saw his name on a list.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He's the one...
Death Ray Davies.
Jack called last week trying to put something together, and this thing was already going on, so I think they
put
his name on there.
Put everybody together. So it should be a good time. It's going to be from like 5 to 2 in the morning.
Have y'all thought about...
Thought about what?
What you can do, you know? Like, I thought about this all over break. Like, what... You can do to,
all over break, just this past break,
to help these humans.
They're dead. I don't know how much you can help them.
The people that are still alive. What do you do when you're over here? You know, this is the worst thing that's ever happened in our lifetime, hands down.
Worse than 9/11.
Yes. Oh, by a billion miles, worse than 9/11.
Well, no, I think 9/11 killed more Americans.
That's right.
That's a really bad way to look at things.
No. Yes, so far, this is the worst thing that's happened in our lifetime. And I want to know why you trivialized it by asking the question you did.
You want to know what question I asked?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Without it being dumped.
Coming up next on The Ticket.
Listen three times as much as the next guy when you dial in to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, and 104.1 FM. The Ticket ticker delivers up-to-the-minute sports news about our teams and our town three times an hour at 10, 30, and 50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Interviews with big-name guests from the guys that live here, work here, and go to the games here. Donovan Miller, Norm Hitchkins, Bad Radio, and the hard line, plus the P1 Wild Ass Circus at night. Live, local, and...
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras, Texas style. The beads will be flying, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross-Canadian Ragweed, Jason Bowen and the Stragglers, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th. Buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Chili's, or online at MardiGrasDSW.com. Mardi Gras, Texas style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
It's the Ticket's E-Brake Classics.
Oh, we have a winner. All right, here's the great Gordo and overclapping yesterday and just being a general distraction.
I spent a very nice half hour with a person saying, okay, now punch the satellite thing again.
Oh, gosh.
Now go up to channel 4. Okay, now go back to channel 3.
That's frustrating.
Okay, get up and unplug it. You know, and I think, ooh, that's not easy these days.
Oh, my. Wow. Oh, my God. George just charged Gordon, and Gordon ran into the TV situation and knocked down the clocks. And oh, like y'all ever pay attention to the clock anyway. Oh, my God.
Good line, Jer.
Oh, engineering is going to kill all of you.
I didn't do anything.
E-Brake.
That is a win for Samantha Stewart, who did not know she was on the air, and she certainly didn't know her weird phone conversation aired instead of traffic this Tuesday on the Hardline, the winner of the emergency break of the week.
Right now it's time for a check of the tickets, take it up to tailpipe traffic with Samantha.
There's nothing, no reason, for anybody to be doing this to me. I'm just, something's got to be done. I don't want to end up dead.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Boy,
man, that is so good.
That's and how about Expo putting the music way down so you couldn't hear
right? and then Expo bailing out on the word dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to end up dead.
It's so funny the way you can hear it. Grab the mic towards her and then listen for a second to hear her music. And then she goes, oh!
Four swings of the club. Four chances to win four brand new Volvos. TexasLending.com proudly presents the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic Friday, March 4th at the Tribute. Just so you know, the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic is not your run-of-the-mill golf scrimp. Every foursome plays with a celebrity, including the Ticket's Bob Sturm, Rick Arnett, Mark Friedman, and Craig Rosengart. In addition to over 20 active and former NFL players, including Robert Newhouse, Greg Hill, Mike Haynes, Billy White Shoes Johnson, Willie Brown, Harold Carmichael, with more being added daily. And all four par threes at the Tribute will award a brand new Volvo if you nail a hole-in-one from Volvo of Dallas. Volvo, not just protecting your life, protecting your lifestyle, because this tournament will fill up fast. Now is the time to get your foursome signed up. For more, log on to theticket.com. Or to save $200 per foursome, sign up in Volvo Dallas, I-35 and Frankfort and Carrollton, where family matters. Tournament and pairing party proceeds to benefit the Speedway Children's Charity and the Sports Professionals Foundation. Sponsored in part by Grand Marnier Liquor and presented by TexasLending.com, a different kind of mortgage company.
And welcome back to Crown Night for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some poor P1's domicile. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames! But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
The usual. Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal. And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a
tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
TV, keeping the world in perfect motion.
I'm Layla White, Air Jam. Here likes Dallas more these days. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hey, if you're depressed that maybe you're 1 year older now that the new year is here, that doesn't make any sense, though, because I'm going to deal with their birthdays, like, right now. Well, I guess some do. It's really not the point, though. If you're looking for some good food, check out the Metropolitan Downtown. A lot of people don't even know that there is a downtown in Dallas. Well, there is. Main Street's built itself up. All throughout there, there's little restaurants, there's bars, there's great parking, there's valet parking right by the Metropolitan. And if you hit there, then you got lucky. But if you go to the restaurant, you're going to experience one of the absolute best meals that you've ever had. It's steak, seafood, and cocktails. The steaks and seafood are absolutely wonderful. The bar, it's a scene all to itself. Just go check it out, hang out there, have a couple beers, maybe watch a Maverick game. Sit there and eat the crab cake sandwich, which is my absolute favorite thing.
Hey, Darby! I'm Metropolitan guy.
How are you?
I'm their spokesman.
Oh, really?
Yeah!
Well, what do you have to say?
Man, go there, because you will.
Take it from Metropolitan, man. The Metropolitan is pretty kick-ass. It's off Main Street, downtown Dallas. Give it a shot down there. You'll enjoy it. Catty corner to Neiman Marcus in the heart of downtown Dallas.
What?
Metropolitan.
Hey, talk to me, Corby. What are you doing?
God.
What are you doing, you old boy? You talk to Grego? You ever talk to him? Woo-hoo! I am God's
Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
The Mavericks play the Pacers tonight at 7:30 at the AAC. Eric Dampier will likely start at center tonight, and he says he's growing into his role with the team.
Well, you know, I just go out and play. You know, I don't even worry about that. You know, anything can happen in this game. Every game is not a given. You know, you got to go out and work hard.
You're a Dampier on with Donovan Miller on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Tons of NFL football today on The Ticket. The first game is between the Rams and the Seahawks. Seattle won the NFC West, even though they lost both games against the Rams. And the late game is the Jets taking on the Chargers. This is the Chargers' first division title since 1994. By the way, they went on to play the 49ers in the Super Bowl that year. Coverage all starts at 3 o'clock today on The Ticket. The Patriots will be without cornerback Ty Law for the rest of the season. Law has a broken foot. And the Cowboys fire offensive line coach George Warhop. Warhop came from the Arizona Cardinals after the 2003 season. He had 1 year left on his contract. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Wendy's. Now, Wendy's, when you order a combo meal, you can get your choice of a baked potato, side salad, small chili, or fries. And no extra cost. Wendy's, it's better here. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning from 10 to noon, with Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
When breaking sports news breaks, we'll break in. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right. Dave's coming up with a question of his own there during the break. We'll get to his in just a moment. It's 1034 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. I'm Gordon Keith, along with Corby Davidson and David Lane. We're your rant players for 2005. We've returned for another year.
Could be the last year. We were going to have a new cast for the rant in 2005, but it didn't work out.
Who was the new cast?
I don't know. You were going to have to ask Ticket Casting who they were going to get for the show.
Ticket Casting. Hey, why did they...
So, Corby...
Oh, my God, Danny Sugarman died.
Who?
Jim Morrison's little puppet back in the day.
Huh.
You guys know who Danny Sugarman is? He wrote No One Here Gets Out Alive, the famous Doors book, and...
That was Jerry Hopkins, I thought, wrote that.
No? Oh, he co-wrote it, I guess.
With Jerry Hopkins, right?
I don't know. I just always knew Danny Sugarman was the inside track there. He was the one that was Morrison's friend. He was like his little buddy, his little... He was like 13 when he met Morrison. Morrison took shine to him and always had him running errands for him and hanging out with him and the band and everything. It was really weird.
I think Jim Morrison is the most overrated figure in rock and roll.
No, Janis Joplin is.
I agree with that.
Did anyone ever rate her?
Yeah.
Rate? What?
Rate. Rate.
Yes, people think that she's genius.
I don't get that at all.
I don't either, man. I've never understood.
I've never seen Janis Joplin as part of the cult of personality that Jim Morrison has.
Are you kidding?
Not to that degree.
What think about you in college, Corby. You were all, he's not even dead. I mean, think of all the crap that people do to try to deify him.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that with Janis Joplin.
No. You know why? Because I think girls don't buy into it. And guys, why would they buy into a female rock singer when they can relate more to the, he was a shaman,
you know,
Jordan.
What? Yeah, he was a shaman.
He cheated death. He mastered death.
He rode that spirit.
Do you know what the Lizard King means?
Yeah. He wouldn't give in to death.
Oh, I bought into it all. I wanted to be him so bad.
I just don't understand. The spirit of the Indian entered him when
right.
He saw the Indian die on the side of the road when he was 9.
Right. He became that Indian. His soul was the Indian.
What does this have to
anyway,
do
Danny,
the tsunami question?
Danny Sugarman, I don't want to do the tsunami question.
You tease it, Corby.
I know. I'm sorry to all of America, but I'm not going to ask it.
You asked if everyone was pleasuring themselves as you were.
You're right. He has lung cancer. He had lung
about
cancer.
That's totally what he asked.
That is what you asked.
It's not.
And that's sick.
Disgusting.
I hope your wife knows that you asked that. I think that Corby's on a short leash for 2005. I think that's the new
Davidson
resolution. Yeah.
The Davidson household resolution.
Now, like, there were all these pictures over here of the tsunami victims, and then there was a picture of a guy who had shot a 20-point buck in San Antonio, and Corby just all he could get enraged about was, look at that guy killing that deer. Man, that's the kind of stuff that makes me think this world is sick. He's a bad father.
I never said he was a bad father.
Yes, you did. He did say that. You did say that.
I did not. I said, I don't care if he... Gordon brought up the picture of some guy who had just shot a deer. And I was like, I wouldn't hang out with that guy.
No, you violently reacted against him.
I wouldn't hang out with
him. You had all the tsunami stuff to react against, but your typical mind just goes right over to the hunting issue.
You said, that's someone's father. And I said, I don't care if he's someone's father. That doesn't... You know how many deadbeat loser fathers there are out there that don't even pay 1 ounce of attention to their kids? That means zero to me.
He may be a very good father.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that doesn't mean
you don't care if he's a good father.
No, I do.
You would still kill him because
he kills deer. I would not kill him. He's just not a guy that I'd want to come over to my house and hang out and stuff.
How do you know?
What if he's
you've never met him?
If he has good weed?
Yeah.
Just get his email address. Look at that guy. He's like 80 anyway. I'm not going to hang out with that guy.
So if you had a choice between
googlemail.com.
So if you had a choice between running over him with your car or one of your dogs, which do you
think? I would hit my dog. I've already gone over that.
But your wife, you don't know what her answer would be.
No, she would hit the dogs too. You have to go all the way down to homeless.
Okay.
Jeez. Okay, if Julie could take a Glock to the side of Jordan and Lola.
Mm-hmm.
Whose kids are those? Those Rick's kids?
No.
Oh.
They're dogs. Jordan and Lola. And cap them both in the head.
Uh-huh.
In order to reverse the tsunami tragedy.
Of course she would.
I think this is Corby talking on the air as if she... Of course she would do that. Absolutely.
Well, who wouldn't do that?
I had to answer that on the air. You know I had to answer that on the air. You know they put me in an impossible situation.
I would kill either one of you right now to reverse the tsunami. If I had the choice...
If you knew you weren't going to go to prison?
Yes. Like, I would let you sacrifice me right now if the tsunami could be reversed. You both could kill me.
But you know that that's an impossibility, so that's why you're laying it out there.
Well, no,
what if you knew you'd go to prison...
What if I knew I'd go to prison?
Yeah,
you kill me, and then you serve life in prison, but the tsunami never happened.
I think you would have to do that. I think we'd all have to do that. All
right, here's one for you.
Wouldn't you guys do that?
No.
You're for real.
I really and truly didn't know anyone who died there. No, here's this is a better one for
you. Like, none of my high school was even there, so
Totally no.
No, would you take the rap in a child molestation, child killer case?
I would do anything, yes. Yes.
To reverse the tsunami,
yes.
Okay, so you're in prison for the rest of your life
as
a child molester slash killer.
Right.
And everyone hates you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But no one even knew the tsunami was going to happen or anything, but you reversed it, and
so
you alone
God,
had
basically,
that
God comes down and says, look, here's the deal.
Right.
There's going to be a tsunami that's going to kill potentially up to 300,000.
No, but then again, God doesn't even... It's somehow revealed to you, but you don't know if God is really in on this and is going to really reward you. You don't even know if there's a God.
Yeah, you still have to do it.
And then what if one of the...
See, if I ever get busted for a horrible crime, I'm going to claim that I did it.
To reverse
something that happened.
That's essentially like saying before World War II, someone comes down and says, okay, you're going to be convicted as a child molester and a rapist and everything else in order to save the, 6 million Jews that Hitler killed. Would you do that? Sure you would.
But what if you reverse, what if you do that? What if you go to jail as a child killer and molester and you reverse the tsunami? It actually works. And then one of the victims of the tsunami turns out to be the Indonesian Hitler.
Right. Then what do you do?
Boy, now, there's a good question. The Indonesian Hitler.
With the mustache and everything.
I mean, you don't mess with fate, Corby.
Okay, would Julie kill 142,000 innocent little loving animals,
puppies,
to save each one of the lives of the tsunami?
Sure.
Strangle them with her bare hands.
Yeah.
She has to kill them like John Malkovich did in Of Mice and Men. Just kind of retarded kill them.
What is that? What is that?
Where you don't know your own strength and you just kind of... Just kind of hitting the dog over the head, you know? And
that's how retarded people sound?
No, God, that was not... No.
All right. Let's go to Randy. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
How y'all guys doing?
Fine.
Hey, if I didn't go to jail, and I knew I wasn't going to jail, I would kill Corby even if it wouldn't reverse the tsunami.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a good
that's
point.
That's thoughtful. Thank you. It's very giving of you. Thank you, sir.
A lot of P1s thank you.
You want to go and explain the motion you just made to the television?
What was that? I wasn't watching.
Well,
that.
They were showing some footage of Southeast Asia, and you made a motion to the TV.
What's that?
I don't know. Like, you were somehow making out with the scene.
What?
I don't know. I don't understand
where Corby's going with
really
this joke.
Odd.
I'm having a hard time
it's
even
not,
playing
it's
along.
It's not really a joke. It was just odd how you stood up and your middle finger was going back and forth at a rapid pace.
Okay. I guess. Hi, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, this is Dallas Community College. Don't really appreciate those commercials, Dave.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know.
Did you do
B-triple-C.
Gay triple what?
B-triple-C. B.
Oh.
.com.
I don't understand, Dave. Did you do some commercials for community college?
I have other sources of income, yes.
Okay.
You did?
What did you do? Did you write some funny ones?
No, I didn't write anything.
Did you voice the Dallas Community College?
Yeah,
spot?
I voiced the spot.
For the ticket?
No, for
Dallas Community
for
College.
For the client.
Where is it running?
Everywhere.
I haven't heard them yet.
Well, everywhere.
How do you, what are your lines?
Hey, I went back to school.
No, it's not
and
a...
I'm adopted.
It's not a testimonial.
Oh.
They'll take anyone. They even take adopted kids.
Call
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, Dallas Community College. If you're anything but homeless, call now.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
All right, coming up next, you want to take another phone call?
That's a horrible tease.
No, I'm saying right now. I mean, your finger's on the...
What?
What are you talking about?
Go ahead, take one.
I don't have to.
Go!
You have a tease?
No!
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I was wondering if I could ask Gordon a question.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, Gordon, would you take have cancer to reverse a tsunami?
How bad is the cancer? Like, is it just, if it's...
It's widespread all over your body.
If it's just skin cancer, then no.
Your eyes are falling out, all kinds of stuff.
Like
let's say that you have to have a benign mole removed from your arm in order to save the lives of everyone.
Does it hurt when they take off moles?
It's
no anesthetic.
It leaves a scar on your face.
No, on his arm.
No, it's on your cheek and it leaves a scar.
Like a little...
Does it look like seal afterwards?
Like a little tiny button scar.
Man, you know, that's an impossible question. No one can answer that until they're in that situation. Coming up next, we bust Layla on her spread in a local magazine.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
The NFL playoffs are on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, this weekend. Today, while you're running all around and doing stuff, the Rams take on the Seahawks at 3, followed by the New York Jets and the San Diego Chargers. Tomorrow at noon, the Broncos battle the Colts. Then the Vikings are in Green Bay to play the Pats. Don't let the honeydews do you wrong. Get them done while listening to every playoff game every weekend through Super Bowl.
Miller Lite presents Mardi Gras, Texas Science. The beads will be bright, the music will be loud, and strictly Texas country. Cross Canadian Ragweed, Jason Boland and the Stragglers, Gary Allen, and more. 2 days, February 4th and 5th, buy tickets now at Kroger Food Stores, Gilly's, or online at MardiGrasDSW.com. Mardi Gras Texas Style, presented by Miller Lite. Less filling and half the carbs of Bud Light. Kroger Food Stores and your friendly Vina.
E-Break Classics.
Rest. She needs more West. I think Mariah has been acting very, very silly lately. No.
Stupid.
I think Mariah Carey is having problems now because she had too much sex early in life. Don't stop the music and don't you guys lay out. You know this is true. She gained stardom at an early age and she had lots of sex.
All right.
How do we know that that's true?
Gosh.
I think I made
weird,
another
Junior.
Valid point there.
No.
That's just crazy talk.
Okay? It is.
All right.
We need some scientific evidence to back
that up. We'll see when she does that Barbara Walters interview and she gives that as the reason for why she's so messed up now.
I think I had too much sex when I was young.
E-Break Classics.
His first win,
wow,
playing a very inappropriate drop while the hard line, or now as they've become known, the headline, visiting with Rafael Palmeiro.
All right, now on the spectrum of those activities that go on the plane, where do you fit in? What did you do last night?
I just sat on my chair and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It was one of those...
Play with it.
I apologize for that.
What was that?
No, don't worry about it. Fight through it. Fight through it, okay?
Okay. Well, I didn't do much.
You know, I think Rafi's giggle is the funniest part of that whole thing.
Hey, you know who I have a feeling is responsible for that more than Expo is Danny.
You think
big,
so?
Big, dumb, tall, stringy Danny.
You think Danny ordered that drop?
Yeah, he orders so many drops, and he orders all the most inappropriate ones.
Well, Expo pulled the trigger.
Yep. Yep.
So Expo wins the emergency break of the week. Congratulations to him.
Appliance in business in North Texas for over 50 years. Go to stoneappliance.com.
Come in right now to Red Lobster and we'll satisfy your cravings for jumbo shrimp for just $11.99. Imagine jumbo shrimp scampi, sizzling hot with that intoxicating aroma of melted butter and garlic, tender and decadent. Or indulge your craving for jumbo coconut shrimp with that tropical flavor locked in those crispy coconut flakes, served with a sweet pina colada dipping sauce. Or you can lose yourself in a plate of tender jumbo crunch fried shrimp hand-breaded, served crispy, hot, and crunchy with our irresistible melt-in-your-mouth warm Cheddar Bay biscuits, baked fresh every 10 minutes, and a fresh salad for $11.99. This is not just a night out. This is not just a meal. This is a jumbo craving satisfied, a full-fledged, mouth-watering reward. This is jumbo shrimp, the way only Red Lobster can do it. We do it all.
The Ticket.
The Mavericks take on the Pacers tonight at the AAC. Texas Landing Cattle and Booth Eye Care Center bring you the ticker. Mavs are 21-10 on the season, and Jerry Stackhouse says the team will see some tough games coming up.
The real test is coming for us in the next week or so when we got the Indianas and the San Antonios. I mean, those are the teams that we got to get over the hump with. So mentally, in our mind, when it comes down to a playoff series, we feel that we can win the game.
Tip-off is at 7:30. Make sure you check out the Dallas Mavericks post-game show on the Ticket following the game. Vijay Singh is starting 2005 about like he finished 2004. He leads the Mercedes Championship by two strokes after two rounds. Mike Weir is second and Ernie Els is third. He's at minus 12 for the tournament. There's an NFL doubleheader today on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, two wild card games this afternoon. The 9-7 Seahawks play the 8-8 Rams in the NFC game. And the late game is the AFC featuring the Jets and the Chargers. Jets are 10-6 while the Chargers are 12-4. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock right here on the Ticket. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Chisel this on your medulla. Dunham and Miller will make a major announcement about tickets for the Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 this Monday morning at 7:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, Dave, you asked an interesting question of Corby. You want to tell everyone what you asked of Corby?
Well, Corby said that he warped Julie just last night.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that means.
Uh-huh.
And I just wondered if warping ever brings on the cloud.
Why are you looking at the board operator? What is going...
So tired.
Okay, Dave, will you please tell me if I'm crazy, okay? But does Corby seem more tense than ever about what goes out over the air?
He is so put out with us.
Who are you trying to...
I'm not trying to do anything.
Used to be anything goes Corby.
No, I was never anything goes.
You hold on to the mic, just trying to ride the whole show out. And
okay.
Always motioning for the dump button.
All right.
What is going on?
There's nothing going on. Still find that humor funny.
You're just so much more tense than you used to be.
Are you just trying to mature? Is that what you're doing?
I would like to think so. That's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to mature.
Well, Dave is the one being immature. Now, what's your question again? When he is
warping
his wife,
does that ever bring on the cloud?
What is that? What does that mean?
You know what it means.
No, I don't.
It's why you had a big exhaust fan installed in your house.
I didn't have a big exhaust fan installed in my home.
Am I right?
Are you asking me if I toot during lovemaking?
Not
sure.
Not you.
Her? Is that what you're asking?
I don't know, am I?
It sounds like it. I'm asking you what you're asking.
Okay, well, fair enough. That's what I'm asking.
No, I don't think so.
Well, good.
But you did say that you, Corby, have gone air potty when doing that before.
Sure. Isn't that a rite of passage?
Well, I don't think so. All right. Do you want to talk about the cloud suite or not?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Corby had to get a bathroom added on to his house because he was so tired of walking into what... Oh, my God! All right, so we...
What?
You can ask me nicely. I'll respect your wishes, Corby. I just don't know where the real line is with you and where...
Okay, where's the real line with you when it comes to something you don't want to talk about?
Well, I think it's pretty well known because you guys don't ever talk about things I don't want to talk about. But I can't tell if you're kidding here or if you're being real.
We have talked about this 100 times, and I'm about to bring up something that you don't want to talk about right now.
Tampons are amazing.
Right there. So
what,
it's up to
what,
you.
In what context
you keep
do you
up,
say that?
You keep up the line of questioning right
no,
here.
I,
No.
Okay.
You keep up the line of questioning,
right.
And then I'm going to go somewhere where you both don't want to go. Okay?
I want to know what the threat is.
I'll start with you.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think that you don't, what do you think it is?
And you think that's on par with the cloud?
No, I'm just saying it's something that I don't want to talk about, that I think is stupid.
And I'm saying
and then
that
it's something that you don't want to, that I know something that you don't want to talk about that I've respected, that
right.
I don't talk about, right?
Right. But my question is...
No, there's no more questioning.
No, Corby, listen to me.
It's very...
Stop, you're getting
very,
so angry, but I'm trying to tell you...
No, I'm saying...
My point is, if you tell me...
Gordon, I've told you 100 times.
But then, like,
times.
The next week, you'll make some allusion or joke about it, and I go, well, maybe...
Not on the air. Not on the air.
I thought you did do
no,
it.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Sincere, Gordon, I didn't.
Okay, it's officially off limits.
Okay.
For 2005, no more sweet jokes.
Okay. Good. Because I swear to God, right now, as both of you as my witness...
Not God as your witness, but both of us.
Yes. That next time something is brought up like that, you're both going down. Both of you.
Why are you turning on us? We're your friends in
no,
this
you're
situation.
Not. No, oh, yeah, you're my friend.
You're so vengeful.
You
I'm
are.
Just saying.
You're so worked up.
I don't... Me, it's not her, it's me. It's me. I'm tired of it.
Tired of what? I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Okay.
All right, Dave, let me talk to you for a second.
Okay.
Was Corby always this stressed out?
No.
It's like a year and a half ago or so, you just started getting more and more stressed out and under pressure, and you have this anger.
No,
I don't have.
I don't have this anger.
You do have an anger problem.
Oh, I have an anger problem compared
Look
to
at
you?
You. Look at you.
Compared to you or you, I have an anger problem.
When do I ever get angry?
I never get angry. Ever.
You're angry right now.
You're yelling at us
right now.
Because I've asked you a million times, both of you, like, hey, let's just not talk about that, and then you keep bringing it up. Right?
Not. Don't look at me.
What do you mean, don't look at you?
Just don't look at me. You know I have an anger problem.
I mean, God, what is it going to take? This is what it's going to take. Me threatening
the
you
fire
two.
Fire with fire
me
argument?
Yes, me threatening you two with stuff that you have such, you know, hidden secrets that you don't want brought out. And then all I ask is like, hey, that's stupid, first off. So let's not talk about it. Because there's no defense for me that could stop that.
We could defuse your threat by
what?
A counter threat.
Well, go ahead. Fine. You want it all out there on the table.
Yeah, you want to start just an all-out war of releasing of information.
Yeah, I don't. Is the point?
I mean, who does that benefit?
No one. None of us. None of us. Obviously. I mean, you go to great length is to keep some things secret, which I totally respect.
The difference is, like, a lot of mine is for security reasons, and you're like, okay, man, you say that, I'm just going
to
give your home address on the air.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with your home address. Nothing to do with that. I would never do that. Never.
Why would you?
I'm not that.
It sounds like to me you're saying, hey, no holds barred if you guys say it again.
No, I'm just saying, I've asked you nicely. And now I'm not asking you nicely.
And my whole point with this whole thing is if you ask me nicely and I know you're serious, then okay.
What do I have to do to be serious?
not joke
do I
about
have to,
it.
You send you a form letter that's notarized?
I would appreciate it.
I mean, God.
Put in your files?
Yes. It's odd to me because, I mean, the stuff that Dave is private about and the stuff that I'm private about, they seem to be more legitimate things than basically a
joke?
Yeah, a joke thing. I mean,
right, but it's a tired joke that I don't want to talk about.
So you're turning into Rick Arnett.
Yeah.
It is very similar to that.
Yeah, which I don't have a problem with that either. Well, he was tired about.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Okay.
But like I said, you could have just asked me off the air or just let me know, hey, listen, I'm serious about this. It causes problems in my marriage.
It doesn't even cause problems.
What's the problem?
Because I'm tired of it. I am tired of it. Okay?
It causes no problems.
No. But it's ridiculous to sit there and for me to try to defend it or not defend it either way. And potentially, yeah. Like, if I came home and she's like, what are you talking about? What are they talking about? When she can't defend herself, do I bring up your wife? Ever?
No.
Okay. Do I bring up your
wife? But I've made it a real point.